The 27-13 loss to the Seattle Seahawks Saturday night left the Broncos still looking for their first win, but also feeling that progress was made since playing the San Francisco 49ers last week. And with each series and every snap, the Broncos are learning more and chipping away at head coach Josh McDaniels' list of corrections. He says they need to be fixed by the team's first game in Cincinnati and is why most of the starters played for the entire first half.
They're doing a lot of these things for the first time. You know, we put the defense back out there. They had another red area possession, you know, where they had to try to play red area defense. And offensively, we tried to get a couple things, called and run that we came in and adjusted at halftime. You know, so we want our players to understand how we're going to coach, how we're going to play, what kind of things we're going to try to do at halftime. And, we don't want to wait till Cincinnati, to start doing that. So
we did some good things. You know, we moved the ball well and we executed well. And that's the bottom line. You know, there towards the end, we didn't execute as well as we were early on. And, if you want to be successful, you have to go out there and execute and take care of the football. And we did that early. And then later on in the half, we weren't able to do that.
I felt like we played, defensively played okay. But again, there's a lot of errors that we need to fix. But, next week's another challenge. And another opportunity is for us to go out and see what we can do.
Quarterback Kyle Orton came out of the locker room after halftime and played two more series and finished with over 180 yards passing, a touchdown and an interception, including a clock-eating 9-plus-minute 12-play drive during the Broncos' first possession.
I wanted to come out and play well. I wanted to make all the improvements that I wanted to make, all the corrections that came out of the first game. Certainly playing in a new system, there's always going to be corrections early in the year. That's what the preseason is for, to get those ironed out.
He did what we think he's capable of doing, which is move the team, throw the ball accurately, run the offense, check out of bad plays.
The first two preseason games, if we haven't hurt ourselves, we've moved the ball at will, which is great to see. Really, it's kind of easy on us. Just do your own job, and the offense moves. And when we get away from that and people start trying to do other things and trying to do too much, that's when we've ran into problems.
On the other side of the ball, the Broncos' defense was at times as disruptive as it was last week, a good sign that the new 3-4 is coming into form. And take away one Seneca Wallace scramble, and the Broncos could have kept the Seahawks' ground game to around 50 yards.
Definitely our run game. You know, we did some good things in the running game. You know, we made some mistakes and, we did some good things out there. But the biggest thing is, it's the preseason. You know, we still got two more games to, correct the errors and, just get ready for that first week.
We started the game, giving them a little bit too much. I thought we did shore up some things in the running game. The run defense was physical. We didn't let them bounce the ball out or cut it back, which we talked to our defense about all week. This is a cutback, bounce out type of a running game, and thought they held that in check for the most part.
The biggest thing is, just to continue to get more comfortable, especially as for me, and more to the rookies and guys like us. So, we just got to continue to make sure the game is slowed down. It's just always the biggest thing is learning what the opposing team is going to do, and that's the biggest thing, and it slows the game down for you.
From Quest Field in Seattle, I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV. The team is off now for a couple of days and practices next at Dove Valley on Tuesday.